NHL powered by the Tennessee Lottery, joined now by noted basketball coach, trick shot artist, motivational quoter, and best-selling author, Drew Maddux, who joins us now. I think I got them all right this time, Drew.
Mickey and Dawn, I hope you guys are having a great, great, beautiful Nashville afternoon today on this Monday.
Well, minus the rain, Drew.
Yeah.
Bring us some positivity here.
Yeah.
Positive, right? Mickey, I appreciate you reposting or commenting. The video I posted today on Twitter was really an amazing video. It just got me. I had tears coming down my face this morning as well.
So if people follow Drew Maddux on Twitter, you have one of the more inspirational Twitter feeds, and you find different things. Some are your quotes or things that you say, and others are quotes or videos that other people have put on. But it was a little tiny young lady, and I guess she had been adopted along with the sibling, and she was speaking to the lady who had adopted her. And I can't go too much further because I'll just get buckled up to my knees here and start crying. It's one of the more beautiful things that a human being could say to other human beings.
I totally agree. And I put in the quote in the text box, "When I saw you," this is a direct quote from the little girl, "when I saw you talking to her mother, my heart fell in love with you." And from a four-year-old that was going through the uncertainty, meeting her new parents, as an adoptive dad that has walked that road, I'm telling you, it took me to my knees and just made me extremely grateful this morning. And, you know, just tears of joy and just gratefulness, just so thankful.
I'm going to retweet this right now. People can see it because I've got it pulled up at Drew Maddux for Drew's Twitter. I just retweeted at Mickey Ryan 1045. Seriously, if you're worried about rain or Monday or something like that, watch this little girl and listen to what she says. It'll totally make your day and might help you forget a tough weekend of basketball for both Tennessee and Vandy. Holy cow, Drew. I mean, holy cow, what two ways to lose games.
Yeah, let's start just here in Nashville. You have a Vanderbilt team, and, you know, when fortune is going good or when it's going bad, it just seems like it always finds you. And in this case, you know, the Vanderbilt fans, I spoke to a group today of diehard Vanderbilt fans, and all of those guys, as they missed three of their last four free throws and as, you know, Crump was dribbling up the court, every one of them expressed, did anybody not expect that ball to go in? And when times aren't going well, that's what you expect. And this was a game Vanderbilt should have won, up 8 at the half. They have this game on lock. All they have to do is make those free throws down the stretch, and they just couldn't do it. And then, obviously, the kid, Tyree Crump, jumps up and makes an incredible shot. And, you know, the rest is history. But it's hard to speak about this because, guys, Saben Lee is playing at a level that is really incredible. 34 points the other night, 12 of 17 from the field, only missed one free throw. He is doing so much for this team, and I just hate when you see an individual performance like that get negated by obviously a great individual play by Crump to send the Bulldogs into victory.
Well, and then meanwhile, Tennessee, you've got this lead that seems insurmountable, and you think, holy cow, we're going to make Dawn really unhappy by beating this Auburn team. And I'll be dang,
so
man, not so fast, my friend.
Well, you take on the personality of your leader, and Bruce Pearl in the second half is just outstanding, and his teams have been at Auburn the last 2 years. And this was another classic case. Obviously, we know the story is well stated. 17-point lead that the Volunteers had, and they give that up. And, you know, it wasn't that Tennessee played poorly per se, but the 24 turnovers is just too much. You cannot turn the ball over that many times away from your home court and expect to win. And so despite making all but one free throw and doing all the wonderful things, out-rebounding Auburn by 9, that turnover margin was just too much, and Auburn just capitalized and was able to get too many easy baskets.
Drew Maddux, our guest. How impressed have you been by what Bruce has done and continues to do at Auburn?
I think it's astounding. I think now we have a little bit of hindsight bias because we know the rest of the story. But, guys, when he took over that program, it was in shambles. Where it was essentially where, you know, the Vanderbilt program is at this point, not maybe as low as not winning an SEC game, but definitely in the 300s in terms of jobs that you would identify as where you want to go. And probably the worst SEC job, and what he's been able to do, his personality is all over that program, all over that culture, who he's recruited, the turnover of the roster this year from a Final Four team, their best player gets hurt, who's going to be a lottery pick, the young freshman, and yet they continue to figure out ways to win. It's quite frankly really remarkable.
Drew Maddux, our guest. Meanwhile, Kansas snaps Baylor's 23-game win streak as a weekend of crazy stuff continued to happen.
Yeah, Kansas was really good the other day. I thought this was going to be an interesting game. You know, a lot has been built up about Scott Drew and what Baylor's done, winning on the road in Lawrence, Kansas. But, guys, you have to remember the streak continues, and Kansas was going to come into that game really focused on getting a win. And I just thought the big kid inside is just too good. The young man played phenomenal basketball. He was so emotional after the game. He plays with so much heart, so much aggression, but Azubuike, I thought, controlled the game. And their guard, Devin Dotson's having a player of the year type campaign and put himself in definitely first-team All-American status.
Drew Maddux, our guest. And then the other one, San Diego State had a 26-game win streak snapped by UNLV.
Yeah, San Diego State loses at home, and then Gonzaga puts up their worst defensive effort as well at BYU and gave up 91 points on Saturday night as well. So three of the projected number one seeds all fell on Saturday night. And so, you know, the big talk coming into Sunday was, is Maryland going to get a win against Ohio State and put their name on the one line, and they go in and lose to Ohio State. So just a crazy game of top teams that took L's. But, you know, that's what happens in conference season. I think that's the last time you'll see some of these teams lose until they get to the NCAA tournament.
Does all this chaos kind of speak to what you've told us, well, since you started joining us again for this season, of you feel like it's fairly wide open and that there are a number of teams, including mid-majors, who can win this?
I think this is the year, and I told you, I know Kansas took over the one line
right, as
the number one team in college basketball, but when you start looking down the list at the next group of teams, it is the non-traditional guys that really have a shot. And I think Dayton, San Diego State, Gonzaga, Baylor, Maryland, Creighton, all have as good of a shot as Kansas, Kentucky, Duke, or any of the Blue Bloods do.
Wow. Have you seen – I haven't had time to see all of it, the James Wiseman interview. He spoke to ESPN finally about his situation and why he left Memphis. The whole thing was such a mess, Drew, and I hate it because I just really loved watching the guy play basketball.
I totally agree. And he's an outstanding young man, by the way, that grew up here in Nashville, moved to Memphis for his last 2 years of high school basketball, and obviously signed with the University of Memphis. But so sad. You know, I just think, and we talked about it last time I was on the show, the inconsistencies of the NCAA, some of the cases that they pick out to really highlight, it makes you scratch your head. And here's a young man that, you know, I wish was playing college basketball because I thought Memphis coming to this year really had a chance to be at a historical high with that program with the best player that's ever played there and a beloved, you know, son of the city. And it would have been an incredible storyline. So my heart breaks for James Wiseman. In June, he'll be a top five pick, so my heart won't break so much for him.
Yes.
But certainly would love to be, you know, seeing him play college basketball.
Drew Maddux, before we let you go, seems like John Beilein, I know it's an odd way to end things in Cleveland, and it was a quick trip for him into the NBA and back out. But I would imagine some college basketball team thinks, I'm about to hire that guy to coach my team.
Yeah, you're already starting to see a lot of teams listed that are going to be interested with that guy. He is a phenomenal coach. What he did at West Virginia, what he did at Michigan, he's a great teacher of the game, plays a great style, builds a great culture. Some college is going to be very, very lucky to have him on their sideline.
Well, Drew, we're very lucky to have you on the show, man. Always appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you again soon, buddy.
Okay, man. You guys have a great day. Look forward to hearing from you on Thursday.
Yes, sir. Drew Maddux on Twitter for all the positivity, man. He's got it all the time.
Drew Maddux on 104.5 The Zone, presented by Lance Drury Law. In trouble with the IRS? You need an experienced tax attorney fighting for you. Visit LanceDruryLaw.com.
Johnny Manziel tweeted, the man who's responsible.